This is Peter Hitchener.
It is Peter Hitchener with a heavy cold. Good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you, Dan. It's great to see you. Great to be talking to you. And happy Melbourne Day to anyone who's listening, because really important day in our calendar this
week. Well, last week we were again voted most livable city.
Indeed.
And now we're celebrating our 181st birthday.
Indeed. And aren't you pleased that in 1835 they came sailing up the bay and up the Yarra and decided, yep, this is not a bad place for a village, and here it is. Beautiful.
And a Melbourneology quiz at around 2:30 this afternoon if you want to be a part of that. Mm. Now, joining us, Pete, we've also had the announcement today of the 2016 Junior Lord Mayor of Melbourne.
Indeed.
His name is Mason Dwyer. He is 11 years old from St Louis de Montfort in Aspendale. Mason, good afternoon and congratulations.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mason. I actually met you because I was a privilege to be on the judging panel along with several other Melburnians, and we were very impressed by your political nous and your ability to think on your feet and stand up and tell us what was good about Melbourne.
How were you nominated, Mason?
Well, there were several questions asked by the judges. Of course, one of them was you.
Yes.
And the questions were based on what do you love most about Melbourne? And
yes.
I love the buildings, the architecture, and of course the food, and the people there, and how accepting they've been. And my favourite building was the Eureka Skydeck, and I based it on that because you can see all of Melbourne and see how far it's gone.
The what sort of food? You mentioned food there, and we are proud of our wonderful restaurants. What sort of food does young Mason enjoy?
I really love the Aussie food, so hot meat pies, which celebrates Australia, and sausages. They're all my favourites.
Good work, Mason. I tell you what, you and the rest of the kids who tried out to be Junior Lord Mayor of the Day did a sensational job. And I know one of the things you all spoke about, were some of the challenges of our city, like making sure people have somewhere to live and that sort of thing.
Yes, so homelessness is a problem that the world faces, not just our city. And every city has it, but I think that maybe we could get rid of the problem of it, and I'm here so that I can help with that as well as sustainability.
Hmm.
You barrack for St Kilda, Mason.
Yeah.
That might have got you over the line with one of the judges.
Yes. Go Saints.
Yes, St Kilda.
Oh, what about Nick Riebold? Isn't he amazing?
Your coach is pretty amazing,
yes,
too.
Yes, he certainly is.
He's done a great job. It's looking good for the future, Mason.
Yes, and Kilda's going to get over that line, get into the finals.
I hope so. That's the plan anyway, isn't it? Next year or the year after, and then maybe a GF after that. Who knows?
Yeah.
You're a keen runner.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a great runner. Usain Bolt has always been an idol for me, because he just runs so fast, runs it so easy, and I wish I could be like him.
Well, you should get the Lord Mayor to put on his running gear and do a few laps of Federation Square.
Oh, well, I'd have to catch up with him.
Oh, Mason, you're amazing. By the way, I don't know if everyone knows, but you're also the school captain and the captain of the recycling and environmental arm of the school.
Yeah, so I'm school captain of St. Louis in Aspendale. And it's such a great school, and I'm so proud of myself to lead that school, and it's been such a pleasure.
Where did you swim with seals? I'm told you had that experience. Where was that?
So the ICI Care has run that, the Dolphin Institute, and it's just given us a chance to see the animal wildlife, see the problems, and then we can fix those problems, and everyone will be happy, especially the animals.
Fantastic. Mm. Any ambitions, Mason, because I think Pete would agree with me, that just chatting to you for only this very short time as Junior Lord Mayor of Melbourne, that you will be able to do whatever you decide you want to do in life. You're just one of those people. What do you want to do, or don't you know yet?
Well, I want to cure homelessness, of course, and I want to make Melbourne a greener city, full of grass and trees, and it makes everyone happier, and it'll make Melbourne a better place to live in.
What?
Good work,
Mason. When did you know that you had this sort of feeling about the environment? Did you get that from your parents, or has it been through school, or where?
I think it has gone to me through school, and just walking around the city, walking around all cities, and it shows that environment is a place that can be damaged really, really easily and really, really hard to fix. And I want to fix it a lot easier. Sorry, that's not a word, is it?
It is now.
And I just want to make the world a better place.
Well, Mason, congratulations to you. Pete's had the pleasure of meeting you. I've at least had the pleasure of chatting to you on the radio. Do you get mini Robert Doyle robes to wear?
Yes, I do. I get my own robes to wear. It's really great. It's really comfortable as well.
I reckon the Lord Mayor will be feeling threatened by your fantastic responses to questions like we've been giving you.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't have done it without the great questions.
Good work, Mason. Mason knows how the game is played. Well
done.
I tell you what, that is so good. Do please say hello to your teachers as well, Mason, because they also have played a big role in your success, I reckon. Good work.
Mason, you might think even about a career in talk radio.
Oh, that would be such a fun job.
It is a fun job, but just
every single radio.
Just keep
and
off my turf,
Phoenix. Give themselves a pat on the back. It's a great job.
I just hope he doesn't want to read the news on television.
And read the news.
Yeah, the news reporters are doing great as well.
Thank you, Mason.
Thank you, Mason. What a pleasure to chat. 2016 Junior Lord Mayor of Melbourne. And for more information, you can find just visit melbourneday.com.au. I'd love calls from people, Pete, about I think everyone's feeling very proud of our city today.
Yes, indeed.
What are the things you love most about beautiful Melbourne?
Yes, tell us your Melbourne stories. By the way, online, I've just had a message on Twitter from one of the tweeters who says, "What a cool little guy, Hitch." And wasn't
he ever?
He's a great little kid. Yes, we'd like to know your Melbourne stories. Share with us the bits and pieces you like about Melbourne, or maybe the things you're not so happy about, what you'd like to change. I did hear you talking about public transport before, and maybe you've got some public transport stories, and they can be good ones too. They don't have to be bad ones.
Yes, give us some good ones, because we had some great calls, but some shocking experiences.
Oh, yes, make your hair curl, some of those
But
stories.
We better stay positive, because it is our birthday.
On. Oh, yes.
96900693, what is it about Melbourne? There's the question. 96900693, what is it about Melbourne? Peter Hitchener for Harvey Norman with Father's Day gift ideas galore.